Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome again to What's Happening. I'm your host, Roger B. It is a great April 1st. If you didn't already realize, today is April Fool's Day. Hopefully you've had some fun pranks played on you today, or maybe played some pranks on others. Nothing mean, of course. And today is also another special day. But before we get to that, let's first do a little bit of review. Some of you might be listening in for the first time, just kind of reviewing the mission statement of this show. I started this show to get people talking more about civics. I'm using the word civics specifically instead of politics, because in the word civics is the root of the word civil. So any discussions we have on the show, we always want to keep it civil. We do want it to be interesting. Respect for everybody that's participating. And also this show is to help share enlightening ideas, ways you can make a difference, as well as enlightening ideas that can help you in your daily life, like maybe a little technical idea to help you with your computer to make your day go easier. So besides April Fool's Day, today is also the birthday of Provo. That's for real. Provo, it's the 166th birthday of Provo, Utah. And I know there was an event out today at the Pioneer Village there at the corner of 500 West and 500 North. There's also some other events going on this week. One of them is a bike ride that's tomorrow with the Provo City Council. You can find details of that by going to provo.org/council. I'm also going to put up a link on the blog post here at the end of the show at downtownweb.com. Again, that's downtownweb.com. And that starts at the Pioneer Park that is at the corner of 500 West and Center Street. And then they're going to ride through some historical sites and end up out somewhere by, I think it's by the Fort Utah Park, there off of Geneva Road, if I remember right. But again, I'll put up those details on the website. Tonight, we're going to have an interview. I have here with me Dave Connect. He is a candidate for city council. Dave Connect and I have known each other for a long time. I think we first met because he was on the city council back approximately a decade ago, 2005, right? That was your last year on the council. So yeah, I think I met him in 2003 because there was an issue before the city council that I think I talked with him at least once that year. We happen to be in the same neighborhood. For the last 4+ years, he's been the neighborhood chair for my neighborhood, and I've helped out here and there as an assistant neighborhood chair. And so he decided to run for city council for the South Provo area. Pretty much Southeast Provo and Southwest Provo, what's called District 5. Hope you'll find this interesting, even if you live in a different district. Hope to get on some other city council candidates. Definitely be bringing you some of those as the year winds on. They don't have to file until June sometime. So I think I've only seen 2, maybe 3 announced their candidacy so far. So without further ado, I'll have Dave tell you. I'm first going to ask him, Dave, why are you running?
Well, that's a great question, Roger. I've been asked that for the last 9 years. When are you going to run again, Dave? Well, after my first term, I discussed it with my family at a family conference and said, hey, I'd like to serve a second term, but what do you guys think? And my two boys who were in high school said, well, why don't you just stay home and be our dad? And that's what I did. But now that they're grown up, I've stayed involved, and I'd like to go back and serve that second term and represent Southeast Provo. My first term was actually a citywide seat, so this, in some respects, will be easier. Do you have more questions?
All right.
Do you want me to elaborate?
Yeah, thanks. Let me turn up the microphone on this a little bit, too, because we got a complaint last week that it wasn't loud enough. All right, there we go. That's louder now. All right, thanks, Dave. Yeah, that sounds good. I know you've done good work. I've appreciated what you've done here in the neighborhood. the last 4+ years. I know that you've been involved too as an area chair. What that means is that the 34 neighborhoods in Provo, they're split into areas of the compass, like northeast, southeast. And so here, for however many neighborhoods make up the southeast, is it 5?
8.
Oh, it's 8. Well, that makes more sense with 34. Yeah, so there's 8 neighborhoods here in southeast Provo. He's the chair of that committee too. In fact, recently they submitted something to the city council on adjusting some of the language that is in the city code. I would like to come back to that if we have time, ask him a question about that, on like what some of the changes are, because I know at the last city council meeting last week, they decided, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, they decided to postpone to get more input, have the council take it up at one of the next meetings. I know a lot of you all are friends of mine listening in, and so you can imagine this next question. Some of you know why I originally got involved in the past. And yeah, Dave knows this question is coming. We've talked about this a little bit before tonight's show. And that is currently, if you didn't know, for those that are new, if you didn't know, currently Provo City has a limit of 3 singles per home, 3 unrelated people, to be more exact with the code. So it can either be a family in a home plus 2, or it can be 3 unrelated people in a home. So even if the owner is a single person, you know, somebody unmarried, if they live in the home, they can have 2 roommates, even if it's like a 4-bedroom or a 5-bedroom place. And I know I've heard from many people in the past before where they've had situations where they get busted by the city and fines, at least the threat of fines, start to pile up against them, and they say, hey, you know, I'm a good landlord. I've got 4 bedrooms. How come I have to keep one empty? I've got adequate parking off the street. I'm not parking in front of my neighbor's places. Anyways, that's one of the stories that I've heard, something that's happened to many people in the city. And so a lot of people are curious if that law could be changed, if it could be made fair, because right now there's no limit on the number of, like, adult children, you know, adult family members 18 and over in the home, but there is a limit if you're unrelated. So my question to Dave is, do you think that law should be changed, or should it be left at 3? What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, so right now, let me preface by saying the city is undergoing a review of our general plan. In particular, each neighborhood has a vision for the future, and they're reviewing the 3 neighborhoods in the southeast quadrant here. And I'm on that committee. They asked me and some others to be on that. About 2 meetings ago, we had 3 young adults come, Ava, I believe Jason, and I can't remember who else, and submitted a letter describing this problem of enforcement and how they basically like where they're living and would like to stay and would like the rules changed to make that possible. So that has been a topic of discussion with who facilitates our visioning meetings. And it has also come to the attention of the current council member, Hal Miller, who in the last week visited with Gary McGinn, who's over zoning enforcement and the community development department. And I was copied a letter by Hal Miller where he asked for the zoning department to hold off on an enforcement while the committee considers what to do about this. It's clear that in the last decade or longer, we have had a growing number of young adults living in southeast Provo. And as was made clear in the letter delivered to our committee, there really is no good housing options that are designed specifically for your demographic. So that is the real concern of everyone, since we have housing options for virtually everyone in the city. We have student housing and family housing and senior housing and housing for people with handicaps. but we don't have housing specifically designed for young adults. I did ask one of the those that came to, and explained the problem, if they would like to live on that new project or in the new project on 6th South and 2nd West. And
My front runner,
yeah. It's supposed to be for young professionals or whatever. And the answer was kind of like, why would we want to live there? It's probably more expensive, and you, if it's only one bedroom, maybe two, then you don't have the same number of roommates, and there is some, there's I don't know, probably a lot to be gained by having three, four, or five living together. If you all get along, that's, it's a lot less lonely and more sociable. I don't know all the demographic details, even though I am familiar with the problem. I got married when I was 29 and three quarters. So, but, you know, you want to feel like there's a place where you belong. And so that has been noted by the committee and by staff and by Hal Miller, that we need to address this problem. So can it be changed? I know that the city has created a batching singles overlay, but we have yet to hear the details.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Thanks. So I'm not sure if it was said, but Hal Miller, he's the current city council member that covers our area, just if anybody missed that or if you're not in the know. Yeah, so let's see, next question. I understand that there's some changes that are coming up from the committee. Was it, what was the name of that committee?
It's the,
okay, that's what I was thinking. I wasn't 100% sure. The NAB, the Neighborhood Advisory Board, that they submitted some changes to help with the section of Provost City Law, Provost City Code, regarding the neighborhood program. I was wondering if there's any, like, one highlight that you think might be interesting to folks that are listening that, yeah, just something good of the proposed changes that are up before the city council this next meeting.
Sure. The city had considered hiring a consultant, an outside consultant, and paying him, you know, $50,000 to come in and assess whether the neighborhood program in Provo was all that it should be. And that didn't go over so good with some people, including most of the neighborhood chairs, who thought that was a big waste of money. So we said, hey, let's have our own committee. The area reps can get together and we can review it. That's been very fruitful. There were some that wanted to change the program so it was just underneath the mayor instead of the council, and some other changes, all of which got discussed, and we kind of came back to where we have always been with some minor changes. Since most of what neighborhood chairs deal with are items that the administration and the mayor actually have to solve, the language was changed so that we are supposed to communicate the needs of the neighborhood not just to the council but to the administration and work closely with both the council and the administration to solve the problems and to mobilize the neighbors to do what we can with neighborhood matching grants or whatever is available. The city will work with us, but they want us to do what we can grassroots style. So we're having just a broader focus where we're going to be reaching out to landlords and business owners and working together as a neighborhood and a city and all the stakeholders.
Okay. That's kind of a good little general intro to it. Reaching out to landlords, working with all the stakeholders. Be interested to get some more details on that later. That's it, unless there's a caller. I forgot to announce. Those of you that have gone to the link, you've already seen the number. It is area code 347-426-3948. Dave's going to be here, I think, the rest of the show till 9:30. Okay. So if anybody wants to call in to ask him a question, please do, and we'll take your call. We'll put you live on the air. All right. So there was an announcement I wanted to make at the beginning. This is something that was just announced by the city council, at least on a post that I saw, at least I read today, the date. It was 8 days ago, last Tuesday the 24th. This is a new website called ProvoPeoplesLobby.com. And actually, our friend Dave here just let me know about it on Saturday. And I think it's really exciting. This is a way for citizens in Provo to get involved in suggesting changes to city laws or making new city laws to help with problems, hopefully just changes to existing laws, because we already have so many laws on the books. Yeah, it's crazy if you print it out. I forget how many pages it is, but it's super thick. It's like thicker than the Bible, thicker than the scriptures, so something like that. It's pretty long. So yeah, check it out. Go there, Provo Peoples, P-E-O-P-L-E-S, Lobby, L-O-B-B-Y.com. I'll put that link on the blog post also. And you can suggest legislation. You can find existing city laws by going to provo.org/council. By the way, if you want to give input on any of the things that the city council is currently doing, such as what the Neighborhood Advisory Board suggested to the city council, you can get the details on that also at provo.org/council. You can click on the council meetings and then the agendas and minutes. And then on that page, it's a list of documents. And you can not only get the agenda on the right, but if you click view next to the most recent meeting, the Tuesday, March 17th, you can get a list of all the items. And it was down at the very bottom of the last meeting, March 17th, an ordinance amending Provo City Code Section 2.29, the neighborhood program adjustments, also the one right above that, both with 2.29 for the neighborhood program. So, yeah, if you want to give some feedback on that, please do. You can find the council members' phone numbers and email addresses there on provo.org/council. But, yeah, back to provopeopleslobby.com. Right now they're in a period through April 15th where you can submit an idea for the city code to change. And, again, you can find the code. Sorry if I didn't finish the thought, but also off provo.org/council, you can find a link to the current city code. Because if you make a suggestion, I think it'll be that much more listened to if you can quote existing city code and say, hey, on this section, you know, paragraph 2, you know, line 5, you know, whatever. You get the idea. There's lots of sections to each chapter. And if you can just quote at least the section number and, you know, the sentence that you want to change in the code, that's going to help out. And so check this out. Now through April 15th, you can submit an idea. They're at provopeopleslobby.com. Now, on April 15th, they're going to pick an idea, I understand, as well as they're also going to pick people that have been participating. It's a really cool discussion forum site. You can either use your existing Facebook account or you can create a new account just via your email address. You know, keep it separate from Facebook and make comments on things that other people are talking about. You might not have an idea to begin with. That's fine. But yeah, just participate, you know, be a good citizen, share some, you know, feedback on people's ideas. And then the council, is it? I think, I'm not sure who's picking the 34 people. So yeah, Dave here said they didn't make clear, but somebody's going to pick 34 people, one person from each of the 34 neighborhoods throughout all of Provo to be on a committee to talk about one of those ideas, I guess decide on it. On an idea that they like the best for changing city law, and then actually submit that to the Provo City process. I guess if it's a property rights thing, it's going to have to go through Planning Commission first. I'm not sure, but at least it's somehow going to end up before the City Council with a public hearing, which is pretty darn cool, I would say. Very cool. Because in the past, you've had to get, you know, at least a few people on the city council, if not a majority of the city council, to bring up your idea in a study meeting and then get it out of the study meeting and get it on to a regular city council meeting. So definitely take advantage of that here in the next 2 weeks. Go and sign up tonight. Write it on your to-do list. more like write it on your get to do list, because it's pretty cool. It's definitely on my get to do list for tonight to register, because I actually have some ideas there from that most beloved section of city code. I'm being sarcastic. That's the zoning section, the thickest section of all of them. Because, yeah, I do have some ideas on how we could help make that limit of 3 more fair based on parking and things like that. I'll share it in a future episode. All right, moving along here with tonight's show. Let's see how much time we got left here. I think we've got a little bit less than 10. Yeah, I got about 9 minutes remaining. Don't have any callers in here yet. That's okay. If you like tonight's show, please do spread the word. Let your friends know. It's at blogtalkradio.com/whatshappening. blogtalkradio.com/whatshappening. All right. So, April Fool's ideas. Well, I was hoping to get some callers on this, but obviously I need to advertise it more. So I'm going to tell you about one of my favorite sites that I just might be using every April Fool's Day from now on. I wish I had a recorded call from it to share with you some comedy, but I don't. But I'm at least going to tell you the idea. This is Prank Owl, O-W-L, the bird, like a night owl, except it's prankowl.com. And it's great because you can call up your friends and have a pre-recorded message play to them, something funny like, "Hey, where's my cat? Why'd you take my cat?" You know, just dumb, silly stuff like that. Others are more confusing/confrontational, like a recording of some girl saying, "Hey, stay away from my boyfriend," stuff like that. Check it out. It's pretty funny. I will warn you that when you make a free call through it, if you don't use the paid version, if you make a free call through it, that they will share the call afterwards. And then also, if you listen to calls there that other people have made, yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people have they've got some potty mouths when they're scared on some of the calls. And so just a warning, watch out for some of the language. But notwithstanding, there's some really funny services there. One of my favorite services there is that you can call a friend through that website and you can have it spoof your caller ID. So, for example, you could pretend to be calling from, I don't know, some sort of business that the friend has been to. Like, I don't know. I don't want to give ideas because I feel liable. But yeah, you can imagine. Like, for example, I called a friend up and pretended I psyched him out, made him think. I didn't actually get him live on the phone, so I just had to leave a voicemail. But I left him a message saying that they had won a prize from a local radio station. I won't name. Not a radio station here because this friend was out of state. But anyways, you get the idea. Yeah, they pretty much almost fell for it. They at first were like, "Oh, wow, we won $1,000. But then they started thinking more about it, and they're like, "I bet you that's one of our friends." So, yeah. Didn't last long, but at least I tricked him for a little bit. So, yeah, I love that site, prankowl.com. Have to give a shout-out to my younger brother, Robbie. He informed me of that site last year. It's really good. So, let's have a moment for a word from our sponsor. Tonight's show is brought to you by ProvoMatchmaker.com. That's right. Have you got an eviction notice because you live at a house with 4 bedrooms or more and you got busted by Provo City Code? Well, fear no more. Through the services of the City Council and staff, you can get matched up with other singles that have got evicted also. You can get married, that's right. Because if you're married, you're not in violation of Provo City Code anymore. And there are housing listings there, too, at ProvoMatchmaker.com. So for your wedding plans, you can find a place to live within Provo. Keep the tax dollars within Provo. That's right. All right. Ha, ha, ha. So, yeah, if you've got any other ideas for fake commercials, we're always looking for fake commercial ideas. And, we'd love to do some pre-recorded ones instead of just off the top of our heads, like that one was done a moment ago. I know you're surprised that didn't have massive studio preparation. All right, so moving on here, I want to show you something. We talked about this Let's see if there's any callers, too. Nope, nobody yet. That's all right. If you're listening to this show later, if you're streaming it later, please do share the word with a friend. Help spread the word here in Provo. I know this will be good for the candidate we had on tonight, Dave Connect, and we want to get some other candidates, too, once they file here in this race, just so you can start to do research, because lots of times there's voter registration drives, and that's not actually my first thought. My first thought is telling people to vote, like, you know, get out the vote drives. But those things, lots of times, are, you know, just like the last week or two before the election, and lots of times are the day of the election. And that doesn't do a whole lot of good if people haven't had time to research. So I thought, you know, we could help that out here tonight. That's at least, you know, a secondary reason why I brought him on the show. I did need somebody to interview, and I thought it would be an awesome opportunity. So that's really the first reason. And, yeah, it's great for civics. So anyways, point is, help others to start thinking about it. I know that it is 7 months away. It's the first week of November. But, we need to start researching now, so that'll definitely help out. All right, so I told you about govtrack.us previously, and I'm going to show you something here from that site tonight. So I'm going there to govtrack.us, and I'm clicking on Set District up at the top right, and I'm going to type in my address. And then it's just going to double-check with me what district I'm in. Because, you know, we have two senators for the whole state, for every state. But the House of Representatives, we have a representative just on, you know, that area of the city. All right, let's check the time here. All right, we still got a little bit of time. Good deal. So this right here, now after I entered in my address, it shows me things that either the Senate or that the House of Representatives have worked on just in the last week. It's really cool. And it shows me each of their votes. So I'm scrolling down here. There was one that I saw this past week. Here's an interesting one. This was Senate Amendment 855. By the way, you can look up any of the existing bills at Thomas, like Thomas Jefferson, thomas.loc. LOC stands for Library of Congress, thomas.loc.gov. So this was actually, the bill number is not Senate Amendment 855. The bill number is Senate Concurrent Resolution 11. That means a concurrent resolution with the House of Representatives. And so there's multiple amendments to it, and Amendment number 855 to Senate Concurrent Resolution 11. If you just type in like S and then Con Res and then 11, that'll pull up. But check this out. Our two senators voted yes to prohibit increasing conciliation. And I haven't read that resolution, so I don't know what all is in it, but I know that I love the summary that they voted to prohibit increasing the public debt limit, which that's cool. I like that. I like that. And there's some other really interesting votes, I think, that are related to Concurrent Resolution 11, all within the last week. All right, well, it looks like we're coming up here on the end of the show. Thanks again for listening tonight or listening later if you're streaming or downloading this. And tune in again next Wednesday at 9 p.m. Mountain, 11 p.m. Eastern. Spread the word and do post there on the episode page if you have any ideas or comments. And Dave, what's your number if people want have questions?
Sure, 801-921-7794.
So yeah, if you want to start researching, now's a good time. And stay tuned, because we'll let you know about other candidates, not only here for South Provo, but also for citywide. All right, thanks again, everybody. Have a great night. Signing off, and peace out. Do good and make a difference.